boxes. Simon Owen.
Hong Kong's leader saying two people are critically injured in the hospital after two separate incidents, both apparently captured on video. Footage from Hong Kong outlet Cupid shows a police officer shooting a protester at close range. In the second incident, a man was set on fire.
He was a counter-protester. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are on the eve of some drastic weather changes, but for today on this Veterans Day, very comfortable. High temperature in the lower 70s, much of the day dry, some spotty showers possible later on in the afternoon. Then tonight, periods of rain. The Arctic cold front arrives in the wee hours of the morning. Windy, sharply colder, low 39. Tomorrow, a little leftover rain in the morning. High temperature may reach the mid-40s by, let's say, mid to late morning, and then fall off drastically. We'll be in the 30s by sunset. North wind to 15 to 25 miles per hour will make it seem colder. Tuesday night, clear, cold, the first freeze. I think the low temperature on Wednesday morning of 24 is in jeopardy. We could tie it possibly. Wind chill into the middle teens and sunshine on Wednesday with a high near 50. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A gag order is now in place in the case against the man accused of kidnapping Anaya Blanchard. The Lee County District Attorney says the gag order prohibits him and 29-year-old Ibrahim Yazid's legal team from speaking on the details of the case. Blanchard is still missing. A missing person search is underway in Demopolis. Police have not released much information, but say they're assisting the FBI and out-of-state agencies with the search. They're asking the public to avoid areas with heavy police activity. And Montgomery police have arrested a man in connection to a recent shooting. This happened just after 10 o'clock Friday night in the 3300 block of East Tuskegee Circle. The victim was taken to the hospital. We've asked for an update on their condition. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Get to Kohl's this Sunday and Monday and stack the savings. Take an extra $10 off your $25 purchase. Plus, take an extra 15% off. Plus, take an extra $10 off your $50 home sale purchase. Plus, get Kohl's cash right now at Kohl's. $10 off $25 offer valid November 10th and 11th with promo code VETSDAY. 15% offer with promo code SHOP15 and home offer with promo code ENTERTAIN10. Valid November 7th through 17th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
ABC Wednesday, country music's biggest night, will make history.
You are phenomenal.
Carrie Underwood hosts the CMA Awards with special guest hosts Treba McIntyre and Dolly Parton. Performances by Miranda Lambert, Keith Urban, Maren Morris. Plus, Garth Brooks with Blake Shelton, Lady Antebellum and Halsey, Pink and Chris Stapleton, and so much more. The CMA Awards live, Wednesday, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Record-breaking Arctic blast is closing in on much of the country. 80% of the U.S. is at risk for dangerously cold, sub-freezing temperatures.
One county in Florida is calling itself a Second Amendment sanctuary after a vote to oppose buybacks on guns.
House Republicans submit their list of impeachment hearing witnesses to Democrats. They have listed eight, and among them are the whistleblower and Hunter Biden.
The U.S. is keeping 500 or 600 troops in Syria after all.
The footprint will be small, but the objective will remain the same.
Madonna is being hit with a class action lawsuit for pushing back the start time of her upcoming Miami show several hours.
Two young men died when a speeding Porsche Boxster hit a curb in Toms River, New Jersey. The impact sent the sports car flying into the second story of a business.
So what's the target?
We believe it's Midway.
Top movie of the weekend was a World War II drama, Midway defeated Dr. Sleep, the sequel to the horror classic The Shining.
We stand on a lonely, windswept point on the northern shore of France. But 40 years ago at this moment, the air was dense with smoke and the cries of men, and the air was filled with the crack of rifle fire and the roar of cannon. Here in Normandy, the rescue began at dawn on the morning of the 6th of June, 1944.
62 of the Rangers who scaled the cliffs there at Pointe aux Hope. Now back 40 years later to the scene of their heroic action.
These are the boys of Pointe aux Hope. These are the men who took the cliffs.
It was a very moving experience. They were what General Marshall called our secret weapon, the best damn kids in the world. Where do we find them? Where do we find such men? And the answer came almost as quickly as I'd asked the question. Where we've always found them in this country. On the farms, the shops, the stores, and the offices. They just are the product of the freest society the world has ever known.
Someday, Liz, I'll go back, said Private First Class Peter Robert Zanetta of the 37th Engineer Combat Battalion and first assault wave to hit Omaha Beach. Lisa Zanetta Hen began her story by quoting her father, who promised that he would return to Normandy. She ended with a promise to her father, who died 8 years ago of cancer. I'm going there, Dad. And I'll see the beaches and the barricades and the monuments. I'll see the graves, and I'll put flowers there just like you wanted to do. I'll feel all the things you made me feel through your stories and your eyes. I'll never forget what you went through, Dad, nor will I let anyone else forget. And Dad, I'll always be proud. Through the words of his loving daughter, who is here with us today, a D-Day veteran has shown us the meaning of this day far better than any president can. It is enough for us to say about Private Zanetta and all the men of honor and courage who fought beside him 4 decades ago, we will always remember. We will always be proud. We will always be prepared, so we may be always free.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
60 cents degrees outside on this Veterans Day. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark. Today, big guy.
I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Just came back from the mountains. It was spectacular. spectacular.
Nice.
I will get into the details of that in just a little bit, but I had a weird dream last night. Or on Saturday night.
Well, lay down on this couch we have and tell me about it.
I dreamed that Alabama lost to LSU 46-41.
That wasn't a dream.
What?
That really happened.
You mean...
I watched it.
Tua actually did fumble the ball in the red zone going into the end zone?
Yes.
And there was a punter, and he fumbled the... bobbled the snap?
Yes.
And then they sacked him?
Yeah, the fumble in the end zone, the bobble, the sack, all that was real. That wasn't a dream.
And then Alabama was about to win the game, and then Tua did a interception, and then they scored with that?
Right, yeah, that was all reality, unless there's some mass dream that... it was real, Dan. Wasn't a drink. It's okay.
Oh, man. I tried to blot it out. I did my part. Tax revenue in Alabama has gone up.
I promise you, though, as an Auburn fan, I did not smile at all when I watched that game.
That was so frustrating. I mean, it was just Alabama beat themselves, basically, what happened.
Pretty much.
Did you see when Trump came out?
Yes,
and they
did.
USA, USA.
Yeah, it was a hell of a response.
Did you notice who was in that box with him? Bradley Burton.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, I thought I noticed him. Yeah. I didn't notice that.
That was a plum on his part.
And did you see what happened to the baby Trump balloon?
No.
Some Alabama guy stabbed it.
To let the air out of it so they couldn't
use
it.
And he was arrested. And when asked, he said, I'd do it again.
Roll Tide.
Wow. Yeah, we're not for the destruction of other people's property, but what a Roll Tide moment that is.
Well, you know, after the game that I thought was a dream, I was hoping it would be a dream, looked at the weather report, and we decided to get up early on Sunday morning and drive up to the mountains. Going up to Mentone, I found a place, a cabin that would take us for one night. It was incredible. The weather yesterday was phenomenal.
I believe it. Mentone,
crystal
beautiful.
Blue skies all the way there.
Yeah.
All through at night and see stars like crazy. Went in, drove the Canyon Rim. Had lunch at this restaurant that looks down into the canyon into a waterfall. It's not at the very beginning of the canyon, not at the end where DeSoto Falls is. And had the best brunch around. They do this thing where you can pick among, which is a great idea, more restaurants need to do this. You can pick among a group of appetizers and get the appetizers or starters and make it your meal. And they'll take the price of all the appetizers and they reduce it by 20%.
Oh, I like to do an appetizer spectacular like that. Oh, it's a lot of fun. You can sample.
I got the Bluestone grits with cheese, crab cakes, had an awesome little breakfast. Biscuits with this incredible apple butter jam that was homemade. Oh, God. It was awesome. Then went in, got into the cabin, got everything started, went out to this great place to eat. You know, they're a dry county up there. So what did we do? We went BYOB.
Sure.
All the wine and did this great dinner. The leaves were spectacular. The Mentone, the town, was just buzzing with people. The leaves are not even at their peak yet. Next weekend may be their peak. I may go back next weekend. Then sat by the fire ring and did a great fire. I mean, it was like something out of a book.
Sounds like you're refreshed from it.
Oh,
nice,
man.
Nice little day getaway. Yeah.
I slept like a rock. You know, something about being at a higher elevation and it's cold.
Yeah.
I sleep so well. Then woke up this morning, and we were at the top of the brow of Mentone, which is the highest point of the mountain in Alabama. And looked out, I get up early in the morning, and it's only a couple of times I've ever seen this. There's this cloud bank below us. So you can see the mountain sticking out of the clouds, but you couldn't see the Valley Head, the city that's down below us, which is kind of like something out of, you know how they have the train sets? They have a train that comes through about five times a day. And it's literally like watching a HO gauge set type thing. And but the clouds, we were above the clouds. You couldn't see the city, but the mountains were sticking out. It was absolutely incredible. Crystal blue skies above, then below the cloud bank. And then it started breaking up, and then the front that's coming through to us was getting there this morning. So we're about probably 8 hours away from that. But it was great. Did something. We were talking to these people that were local, and I asked them, where's a good place for breakfast? And the guy said, do you want something really good and unusual? I went, absolutely. And he said, there's this Mexican restaurant that's down in Fort Payne called La Paz that you need to go try. So I went in and did the Rancho Huevos Rancheros, mm-hmm. and did a quesadilla with scrambled eggs and steak mm-hmm. and Kaneka sausage mm-hmm. in it. It was kick butt. I mean, those guys know how to do it. So had that for breakfast, produced the show, got up early this morning, produced the show, and then driving, I finished out the production, and it was absolutely amazing. So I might head back there this weekend. Smokin' Otis is going to be our leadoff caller on Veterans Day. Hey, Smokin' Otis, welcome to the Veterans Day edition of the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. And you know what? I just want to thank every veteran out there for their service, what they have done, and what they are doing.
Absolutely. This is a very special day. My father was a veteran. My late father was a veteran. And, you know, the service that people do is just incredible. And we need to remember them and respect them.
Absolutely, Dan. And I was just listening to you describe that looking down on the clouds from the mountaintop, brother.
It was incredible.
I hope you took a picture of that so that you could maybe put it on a Facebook and share it with all of us.
I didn't, but if somebody else did, I'll try to get a copy of that.
No, that'd be great to look at. And while I got you here, can I get on a sweet tooth this week?
No. Yes, absolutely, Smokin' Otis. Give me your month and day of birth, my brother.
Joey might remember, but it's 5/10.
All right, 5/10.
Oh, I'm sorry. Month and day. Yeah, 5/10.
Smokin' Otis.
I couldn't even remember that.
I want to thank you for your telephone call.
Well, I appreciate y'all, Dan, and y'all just have a great show. I'll be listening in.
You got it, my brother. Take care.
This is
Show 92.1. Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Hey everyone, Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting. Happy Monday to you. And we are starting a whole new second week of the annual holiday food drive. We are starting off the week at Best Friends Pet Resort today on the Wetumpka Highway. We'll be here until 1 o'clock. Now, Best Friends Pet Resort sits right on the road. So we're going to have our Blue Water Broadcasting Sprinter van parked right outside the shop. So you can see us coming from either way. We're going to be very hard to miss. We have a banner hanging down that says donate food here. So you know why we're there. So come by, drop off your non-perishable food donations. I'll probably be inside playing with puppies throughout the remainder. But just come in, drop off whatever you can. Every little bit counts. Donate what you can. And we will let you know where we're going to be each day this week at a different sponsor location. Or you can come by the radio station and drop off your non-perishables there as well at your earliest convenience. Help us help out the needy families of the River Region right before the holiday season. We'll see you when you get here.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on Veterans Day.
Look at that girl with the lights coming up in her eyes. She's got to be somebody.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Gary. Gary, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, how are you doing today, Dan?
I am absolutely spectacular, except for that game on Saturday.
Hey, we're not talking about that. You know, I was just really frustrated when Tua dropped that ball on the opening drive. I said, this is going to be a bad day.
Yeah, it really was.
And it turned out. I'm a veteran U.S. Navy, 64 to 70.
Well, thank you for your service.
Well, you know, thank you for doing what you do to keep us informed about all the idiots that are in Washington these days.
What did you do in the Navy?
I was weapons systems, fire control tech.
On what type of ship?
We carried 1,500 Fleet Marines and Confederate flag, Amphibious Forces Atlantic Fleet.
Man.
It was good duty for a weapons division person. There wasn't a lot of us on board. But we had to keep the guns going. But anyhow, you said I missed something a while ago. You were talking about Mentone and the leaves, and my wife and I go up there on a regular basis in the wintertime in the fall to catch the leaves. I wondered about something. Did you by chance go to Little River Canyon?
Oh, yes. That's where we drove the rim of the canyon, and then we ate. It was gorgeous.
That's a breathtaking piece of property.
Yeah, people do not realize that the largest canyon in the United States east of the Mississippi is Little River Canyon.
It is. It's just we stumbled across it several years ago, just accidentally. And since then, we go back, and most of the time when we're up there, we go take the drive a couple of times at least. It's amazing. If people haven't seen it, they really need to go take a look at it.
Absolutely. And what I do is I'm real familiar with Mentone. I've been going there since I was a little kid. So when we get to the end, what we do is we take this cut that takes you towards Camp Laney, and you're going down these winding roads in a canopy of colors above your head, particularly the tulip poplars, the maples, and the gums.
Oh, yeah, it is. And there's a huge rock in the middle of the road. I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah.
That's really, I've got several pictures of my wife and I there at that rock, but it's really something to see.
Yeah, and let me tell you, Mentone in that area is just an incredible valuable asset. When I was in the governor's office, the group Alabama, which is from that area, they came to us and were talking about how dirty and how trashed the Little River was. So we put together, the group Alabama put together a group of volunteers. We got the National Guard to come in, and they would helicopter down and pull cars out of Little River Canyon. I think we pulled out like 50 cars out of there.
Goodness.
What people do is when the car's no good anymore, they let you drive it off the cliff into the canyon. Mm.
Well, it's a shame that anybody would do that, but it is really something to see now.
It's gorgeous. That was back in the 90s when that happened, and I really admire the group Alabama for taking that role on, but they love that part of the state.
Go down to Fort Payne and take your picture with the full-size statues of all the group.
Yeah. Go ahead.
If you go back to Mentone, all the little shops right there where the old... right there in Mentone, somebody in there sells a little a bag, like a thick fabric bag that you put potatoes in, and you put them in the microwave and cook them. And it takes about 5 minutes to bake a potato in the microwave in that little fabric bag.
Well, I may go back next weekend. Do you know the name of the store?
It's just some of those little shops, those little arts and crafts shops right there across the street from where the old hotel was.
Yeah.
Turned down.
Oh, God, that broke my heart. That used to be one of my favorite places to go.
Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of neat stuff in there. But those little, it's about a one-foot square bag, and you stick one or two or three potatoes in it and stick them in the microwave, and they come out just like the best baked potatoes you'll find.
Or four potatoes or.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Gary. I appreciate the telephone call, and I do love Mentone.
Put me in the mix for the...
Gary, month and day of birth?
Sweet Creek, 4-6.
You got it, buddy.
Thanks.
Thank you. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Well, just to look at that girl with the lights coming up in her eyes.
She's got to be somewhere. The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
On Tuesday, November 12th, registered voters residing in Alabama House District 74 will go to the polls to elect their representative. The following polling places will be open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Montgomery Museum of Fine Arts, Del Rey Church of Christ, Flowers Elementary School, Eastmont Baptist Church, Lagoon Park Fire Station, Frazier United Methodist Church, Eastdale Baptist Church, Houston Hills Community Center, King Hill Community Center, Wears Ferry Road Elementary School, First Christian Church, and the St. James United Methodist Church. If you have questions about whether or not you reside in District 74, please contact the Montgomery County Board of Registrars at 334-832-1215. Get out and exercise your franchise on Tuesday, November 12th.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Capital Pawn Shop or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Capital Pawn Shop, we're putting our money on you.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Speaking at the start of the annual Veterans Day parade in New York City, President Trump thanks those who've served our nation.
To every veteran here today and all across our land, you are America's greatest living heroes, and we will cherish you now, always, and forever.
He's the first sitting president to attend the parade in New York, marking its 100th anniversary. There are other parades and commemorations happening around the country. in Hong Kong, escalating violence during anti-government protests. Fox's Simon Owen.
Hong Kong's leader saying two people are critically injured in the hospital after two separate incidents, both apparently captured on video. Footage from Hong Kong outlet Cupid shows a police officer shooting a protester at close range. In the second incident, a man was set on fire.
He was a counter-protester. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are on the eve of some drastic weather changes, but for today on this Veterans Day, very comfortable. High temperature in the lower 70s, much of the day dry, some spotty showers possible later on in the afternoon. Then tonight, periods of rain. The Arctic cold front arrives in the wee hours of the morning. Windy, sharply colder, low 39. Tomorrow, a little leftover rain in the morning. High temperature may reach the mid-40s by, let's say, mid to late morning, and then fall off drastically. We'll be in the 30s by sunset. North wind to 15 to 25 miles per hour will make it seem colder. Tuesday night, clear, cold, the first freeze. I think the low temperature on Wednesday morning of 24 is in jeopardy. We could tie it possibly. Wind chill into the middle teens and sunshine on Wednesday with a high near 50. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272922A, this is where we are. Okay, let's get down to some business here on this Veterans Day. By the way, the banks are closed today.
I need your help. Because I was telling you off air that I got into the impeachment thing, previewed it a little bit. Looking at the cuts, we're not double dipping or anything. But I'm getting frustrated because it's so plain as day to me, at least, what the Democrats are up to.
I think this is going to completely blow up on them. They have said they've got some goods and they're not going to be able to deliver. I don't see any way they're going to be able to deliver. So let's start with Nancy Cordes talking about public hearings and the witnesses.
Public hearings are set to start in the House impeachment inquiry. That's going to be this week. And Democrats are pushing back against witnesses that Republicans want to testify. GOP members want to question Hunter Biden, son of former Vice President Joe Biden, about corruption in Ukraine. Democrats say that has nothing to do with the accusation from several officials that the president withheld military aid and pushed Ukraine to investigate the Bidens and other Democrats. Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill for us. So, Nancy, good morning. What's going on here?
Well, here's the list, Tony, of the Republicans' wish list, if you will. Preferred witnesses for this week's public hearings. There are 9 names on the list. As you mentioned, one of them is Hunter Biden, who sat on the board of a Ukrainian energy company. Republicans say they also want to hear from another former board member, as well as a former DNC staffer, neither of whom were mentioned in the partial transcript of the call with Ukraine's president or by any other witnesses. But this is part of the Republican strategy. They want to call witnesses who they feel would bolster their argument that President Trump was simply trying to investigate corruption in Ukraine. They also want to bring attention back to claims about Hunter Biden's work in Ukraine, though there has been no evidence of any wrongdoing there. House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff said that he would evaluate the list, but that he would not allow these hearings to become, quote, sham investigations into the Bidens or debunked conspiracy theories.
Start the Battle Hymn of the Republic song at 4:10.
All right. Yeah. We'll start it at 4:10.
Oh, sorry about that.
but yeah, it's... Well, that's the Democrats lying. These are just sham investigations. You know, the whole idea that the president's allowed to defend himself by suggesting, in fact, there was corruption there, that's just a sham.
Well, I think what this is going to do, the way out of this is that I think we're going to find out that Joe Biden did know, Joe Biden did do it because of Hunter, and I think that's going to destroy his campaign. But what it does is it completely destroys the Democrats, because then... The reason that he did everything he did was correct. And then if you can forget the server or get Ukraine to talk about Paul Manafort and or server stuff, then you've got it. Then you have completely got it. And particularly if it wasn't WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks was giving the information. And do you remember when WikiLeaks had a guy that was here in Washington, was in Washington, D.C., and they picked up, met a person about the emails?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember where that person was from?
No.
Ukraine.
Oh, interesting.
Dun, dun, dun. Let's continue on with Nancy Cordes.
Democrats have scheduled public hearings with several witnesses who have already described behind closed doors what they said was a pressure campaign in Ukraine in these closed door testimonies. It all begins on Wednesday with the top U.S. diplomat to Ukraine, Bill Taylor. He has said that his clear understanding was that military aid to Ukraine would not be released until Ukraine agreed to investigate the Bidens.
Nancy, for this morning, we've just gotten word that another House Republican won't be seeking re-election next year. What can you tell us?
That's right. New York's Peter King has announced that he is going to be retiring after 14 terms in Congress. He says that this wasn't an easy decision, but that he wants to spend more time with his kids and his grandkids. He did say that before he goes, he will vote against impeaching the president. He will also, he said, support the president's bid for re-election. Now, King is a popular congressman. He is a fixture on TV, so he's pretty well known up in New York and around the country, but it's not that easy being in the minority party, and so he becomes the 17th House Republican to announce he will not be seeking re-election, meaning there's going to be a lot of toss-up seats come 2020.
So, if you listen to Morning Joe, which basically panned Donald Trump for going to University of Alabama, Joe being a University of Alabama law school graduate, panned Bradley Byrne for being up in the box with him and said, called the doing that Pravda. That was a Pravda type move, a Politburo Pravda type move. Unbelievable. And just Joe cannot get out of his own way. And he just wants it all to be bad for Trump. And I hate to say they look stupid when they're doing that. Absolutely look stupid. But they had the fact that King, excuse me, wasn't going to run as he sees the handwriting on the wall. And that he's trying to get out of town in time. King has said the polls are great, everything's good. I think my district will be big for Trump, and this will be a good time. I'm leaving at the right time, and I think somebody coming in will be the right time for them. So we'll see that how that happens. So you got kind of the impeachment stuff started getting to you, huh?
Well, and just the idea of the Democrats being on the up and up, it's just, it's ridiculous. It's obvious to me, just doing a little research, that there's a lot of corruption in Ukraine, especially given this guy, Eric Charamella, which, by the way, Facebook and YouTube are scrubbing any mention of Eric Charamella. So if you put a post out, the whistleblower's name is Eric Charamella, 33 years old, worked for the CIA, was Joe Biden's point man, and knows a lot about Ukraine, all this stuff. You put that on Facebook, they'll take it down. And they might suspend your account for a few days. YouTube, any videos mentioning the name, they're going to take them down. Wonder if YouTube will take down people like Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck and Mark Levin, because they've been mentioning it all over their shows and in their videos. So it's just, it's so obvious to me that they're using impeachment to try to cover up actual corruption.
Yeah. Now, and let me tell you, this is so, and the lack of curiosity on the media's part is stunning to me. And it's willful neglect. They're willfully looking the other way, and there's no curiosity at all. If you're a real reporter, you would want to at least find out what the truth is. And they use this is a totally debunked concept. That is like in every sentence that they use. So let's go to Major Garrett. He's going to be doing a comparison of Trump and one of our favorite presidents, Richard Milhouse Nixon.
The impeachment inquiry against President Trump enters a dramatic new phase this week with the first public hearings. It's the third time in modern history a president has faced impeachment. This morning, we're looking at what led to the resignation of President Nixon in 1974 over the Watergate scandal. He was accused of abusing his office, just as President Trump has been accused. Chief Washington correspondent Major Garrett is at the White House. Major, good morning. So how is this investigation different?
Well, there's so many differences in our country and the way institutions are viewed, the way the media is viewed, Congress, the presidency itself, all those things are different. But let's go to the investigation itself, Tony. The Nixon investigation played out slowly, largely at the end in public view, and the president's attorneys were able to mount a defense, though that defense wilted against the available evidence. President Trump's attorneys have had very little access to the evidence or the witnesses. It's been conducted, this investigation, largely in secret. Another big difference is, in the end, because political support collapsed, President Nixon resigned before the House passed a single article of impeachment. It's quite clear Mr. Trump will not.
Here is Walter Cronkite in Washington.
Shortly before President Nixon resigned, Walter Cronkite said all of Washington anticipated the final act of the Watergate drama.
He is quitting. The ultimate victim of the Watergate scandal that destroyed his administration.
Well, I remember that vividly. And seeing All the President's Men and then reading that book, it really was really good. If you haven't seen the movie and you're 35 years old or younger, I suggest that you do say it's very accurate. And when you're watching it, think of the fact that Deep Throat is actually an FBI agent that was assigned to the White House for a period of time. And that's where Woodward met Deep Throat. So let's continue on with Major Garrett. He may actually be kind of fair in some of this stuff, defiant Donald Trump.
In the face of impeachment pressure now, President Trump sounds defiant and unmovable.
They want to impeach me because it's the only way they're going to win. They've got nothing.
The Watergate investigation began in the Senate with Democrat Sam Ervin pleading for White House cooperation.
We stand ready to discuss the matter with you at your convenience.
Today's investigation has House members passing by microphones offering partisan play-by-play.
Things have just gone from very, very bad to much, much worse.
This ridiculous charade that the Democrats are putting him through, you can understand why the president's frustrated.
When Nixon's impeachment got to the House, more than 400 lawmakers, a bipartisan landslide, voted to authorize the inquiry.
To investigate fully and completely.
Led by New Jersey's Peter Rodino. This time, the impeachment inquiry vote was plainly partisan. Almost all Democrats in favor, all voting Republicans opposed.
The resolution is adopted.
Two Nixon special prosecutors, Archibald Cox and Leon Jaworski, led the initial Watergate investigations. Evidence was then submitted to Congress. To slow the probe, Nixon fired Cox, creating a debilitating political firestorm. House Democrat Adam Schiff is the lead investigator now, drawing Mr. Trump's outrage.
What crooked Schiff is doing, he's a corrupt politician.
Nixon's impeachment focused on a politically motivated burglary, other political espionage, and a systemic government cover-up. The story emerged over many months.
That was actually a little bit different than I expected from Major Garrett. He is recognizing that it was a fully bipartisan effort on Congress's part to do the inquiry and start the proceedings for impeachment. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Alan. Alan, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
All right. I'm doing well. How are you?
Outstanding.
Good. Hey, I have a take on this whole thing since the very beginning. You know, keep blaming it on the Democrats. I don't really blame them as much as I blame the media and the social media. They're the ones that are keeping this stuff going. It's paying their paychecks.
Well, what it is, it just feeds into their own bias, and they are biased against Donald Trump. They don't want to. They have no curiosity to research the Hunter Biden story. They have no curiosity to find out if what Trump is saying is correct. They just say it hadn't been proven or it's been debunked by somebody else. They won't go in and do their own work on it. And I'm telling you, when this FISA warrant comes down, the Horowitz thing is going to be huge.
Yes, sir. But still, I can't help but think that the media has got to keep it going because they've got, oh my goodness, how many billions have they made off of this thing since the beginning?
Well, I'm not sure how many. I mean, reporting news is reporting news. Their viewership has actually fallen because of this.
Okay, all right, I'll buy that. But still, that's the reason they have to keep it going, because they don't have anything else to talk about.
Well, they don't want to talk about anything else. They don't want to talk about anything on a substance basis. For example, the economy.
Right.
They're not. I mean, here, all these news services have major business operations that do finances, and they're not reporting on this thing. I mean, it's just amazing to me that you're at the lowest black unemployment in history, and ABC, right, NBC, and CBS hadn't said squat about it.
Right. Well, they get more views from talking about President Trump.
Yeah. Well, that's going to hurt them in one way. And but what they do is they build more excitement among the Democrat base with that, and I think that's what their intention is.
Yes, sir.
Alan, thanks for the telephone call.
Hey, can I get in on the Sweet Creek? I'm a first time caller.
You're a first time caller?
Yes, sir.
Really? Tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm from Bullock County. Yeah. Working around in Montgomery. I've been working around up here for quite a while now.
What type of work do you do?
Drive a dump truck. Small construction company out of Union Springs.
Ah, okay. How long have you been listening to the show?
Lord. And you, how long? I know you've been on longer than I've been listening, but I used to have to listen to you on the replay overnight.
Oh, wow. I really appreciate that. I've been on for over 10 years.
I don't think I've quite been listening that long, but it's been close to that. It's been probably close to 8 years, and I just don't have an opportunity to call in.
Well, Alan, I'm really glad that you did. I'm going to put your name in twice for the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market, since you're a first-time caller and a caller today. Give me your month and day of birth.
January 14th.
Good birthday. How have you been to Sweet Creek?
Yes.
Isn't it a great place?
Oh, it is. It's awesome.
Yeah, I went down there Saturday before they
dragged my wife out.
And I bet she likes to spend your money on that too, doesn't she?
Yes.
Alan, I really appreciate the telephone call. We're going to do that drawing on Friday between 2:30 and 2:40.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
You have a great day. Thanks for calling. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
To the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
And now I find you're not alone.
Not alone.
I'll see you through the rain.
Not alone.
Through the heartache and pain.
Not alone.
It hurts like never before.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6, only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So They're treated that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Can we, do we want to queue up Battle Hymn of the Republic for this hour?
We can do that.
Okay. You tell me, you give me kind of a countdown of when you think we need to get started with that.
Got a little time here, though, to get some news.
Okay. Let's see. Nikki Haley.
Ah, yes.
Man, this is huge. Nikki Haley was asked by cabinet officers Tillerson and John Kelly, chief of staff, and she's basically interpreted that as undermining Trump.
Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley says other Trump cabinet members tried to recruit her in an effort to resist the president's actions. In an interview for Sunday morning with CBS Evening News anchor and managing editor Nora O'Donnell, Haley accused former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly and former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, in her words, of undermining the president. Weisha Zhang is here in Studio 57 with more on this story. Weisha, good morning to you. What else is Nikki Haley saying?
Oh, good morning. Nikki Haley told CBS News those former Trump aides should have quit if they didn't like the president's actions, and said their attempts to circumvent him go against the Constitution. And this isn't the first time we're hearing of staffers' attempts to go around President Trump.
To undermine a president is really a very dangerous thing.
Speaking to Nora O'Donnell on Sunday morning, former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley doubled down on claims that senior White House officials asked her to subvert President Trump. Haley writes in a book out this week that then Chief of Staff John Kelly and then Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, quote, confided in me that when they resisted the president, they weren't being insubordinate. They were trying to save the country.
The Secretary of State Tillerson went on to tell you the reason he resisted the president's decisions was because if he didn't, people would die. Do you memorialize that conversation? It definitely happened?
It absolutely happened. And instead of saying that to me, they should have been saying that to the president, not asking me to join them on their sidebar plan.
We're going to come back to that. We're going to play something for Veterans Day. This is a series that I do from my former priest, John Michael Van Dyke of Christ Church.
She was married to a renowned humanitarian, a doctor who was well known as a person who was dedicated to others in need. He had served his country as both a surgeon and a soldier. She was a sensitive and compassionate woman in her 40s living in Washington, D.C., a devoted mother of four who hated oppression and loathed conflict. And her heart was filled with distress as the nation began to drift towards war in those dark days of 1861. And when it came, brother against brother, north against south, she watched the troops marching by and she saw them singing those raucous drinking songs on their way to fight their enemy. And one day, as she was watching a parade of soldiers in D.C. with a visiting friend from Boston, where she had formerly lived, this friend, who was a pastor, turned to her and he said, "Why don't you write some decent words for that tune?" write some good words for our boys, and she promised she would. And the next morning, as she awoke early, waiting for the dawn, the desired poem began to write itself in her thoughts, and she arose at once, lest she forget it, and she wrote the verses down, she said, without really ever looking at the paper. The poem was in time sold to the Atlantic Monthly for $5. And sung to the tune of an old camp song, quickly became one of the most popular songs ever written, finding its way into almost every church hymnal and every collection of patriotic songs in our country. In everyone's mind, it seemed to be America's song. And it seemed to be that way because, as you hear it, it says it all. And at the height of that terrible war in 1863, a soloist sang that song at a patriotic rally in D.C. that was attended by President Lincoln. When the singer had finished, the audience erupted in thunderous applause, and it is said that Lincoln himself, with tears in his eyes, cried out, "Sing it again! Sing it again!" And again it was sung, and again, and again, and is sung even to this day. Her song gave courage and hope to a dispirited America, bringing renewed conviction and purpose to those on the battlefields and those hoping for their loved ones to come home. And when the war was finally over, this mother of four dedicated her time, her energy, and her considerable talents to a number of noble causes. She led a crusade to provide for the widows and orphan children of the long war, widows and orphans both of North and South. 5 years after the conflict ended, she organized women throughout the world in a noble effort to end war for all time. Her name, of course, as you probably know, is Julia Ward Howe, and her great song is known as the Battle Hymn of the Republic, and it far transcends the American Civil War and has been sung so many generations since. It has been sung and cherished in the hearts both North and South for so long, in the trenches of the Western Front in France in World War I, in North Africa and Italy in Okinawa in World War II, in the Bob Hope rallies and in the military hospitals on VE Day and VJ Day and after 9/11. For it speaks of our holy God's purpose for this nation that we call, proudly I hope, America. And it reminds us why we honor and remember those, both living and dead, who've been willing to offer the ultimate sacrifice on the altar of faith and freedom, and they've done it for us. Remember the words, the opening stanza? "Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on."